Welcome. I'm Victoria Schneps, publisher of Schneps Media, and a Power Woman podcast is on the way with a wonderful Power Woman, Rose Fathers. Rose is the director of the services that are helping people get jobs in the construction industry, where we are in booming town, where there are so many jobs. And I'm thrilled, Rose, to meet with you. Welcome.
Thank you, Victoria. Thank you so much for having me on today. Appreciate it.
Well, you know, Rose, it's a wonderful thing that we are able to have these opportunities for people, but we've got to, I feel like I need a megaphone. It's called my media to be able to let people know what you offer them. But I just want to go back in time. You know, you are the director of a very important agency providing very essential services to people. It could be life-changing for them, actually. Mm-hmm. Where did you grow up to have the grit to become a director of this industry?
Grit I got from my parents, absolutely. Both of them left school 16 and 18 and got into the workforce. But they had me when they were slightly older, so they had really tremendous careers that I grew up learning about. And where they settled, my dad ended up working for the United Nations. My mom had a career in HR. And even though they came across that obstacle of not having higher education, they were still able to persevere. And then they encouraged me to go to college. So I'm the first person in my family to go to college. So really to keep pushing, to have that grit, I was very fortunate that I had my parents. And they encouraged me to explore and to explore my interests in a very practical way, because they were still practical, focused people who were like, you explore this, but think about how it ties to your career. And I think I take that with me for the work that I do now with building skills. And I encourage people, no matter what job that they're in, to be thinking about their future and to be thinking about their career.
Well, you know, that gives a great segue for us to talk about the career opportunities that you now are offering people in New York City. It's really a very great opportunity that I'd love you to tell us a little bit about your vision and your mission to be able to give people opportunities in the construction industry.
Absolutely. So our mission is to prepare New Yorkers who are out of work right now for whatever that reason is. And there's a million reasons someone can be out of work. But we look to connect people to construction opportunities in New York City. We work with people who have no experience and really just want to get their foot in the door to people who have years of experience. And for whatever reason, they're having a harder time connecting to a job opportunity, specifically, again, in construction. And we serve a really important and vital role in New York City because we are an intermediary between the sea of nonprofits that exists and all of the wonderful people who go to those nonprofits with different resources and the construction employers. So anybody who comes through a nonprofit who's looking for a job in construction, isn't sure where to go, a lot of those nonprofits will then send those candidates over to us at Building Skills. People also will apply to us from construction sites directly. But our mission is simple. We want to get out of work New Yorkers into great job opportunities. That's what we live to do.
So I know that many of these industries are union-based. Do they have to be part of a union or to join a union to get the job?
Not at all. We love unions, happy for people to get into unions. They provide great benefits, but for people who aren't in a union yet, maybe they're you know, applying to be, or it's a potential for them for their future, we are there to help support. I think, you know, the vast majority of work still is not with unions, so we kind of fill in the other roles. We go kind of alongside as just another route to a successful construction career.
So I know that there's billions of dollars being invested in the airports mm-hmm. between LaGuardia and Kennedy. Is mm-hmm. that thing that you're able to find people training? I mean, because, you know, some of these jobs do require great skills. When you mentioned nonprofits, for instance, give me an example of somebody you've helped in the walk us through their experience with you.
Sure, absolutely. So I'm thinking of one, so many. It's so hard because I have so many that I want to talk about with you today, Victoria, but I have, okay. So I'll focus on one wonderful candidate who's 19 years old. He came through a program, our SCC program, never had any experience in plumbing. And he expressed to his case manager that he had this interest in plumbing. So when the community partner reached out and sent over a couple of resumes and said, you know, we recently had a graduating class come through our training program at the nonprofit, and this is a little bit about each of them. And this one candidate specifically said plumbing. And they said, this candidate showed up every day. They showed up early. They're always asking questions. Like, we know they don't have an experience. Is there anything that you can do? And a big part of my role is knowing what I can do with that. So I was like, oh, great. Okay, cool. I know exactly the right plumber to get this person connected to, because I know this plumber likes to train people. I know that this plumber is going to be on a job site soon. So it's all about having that insight into the subcontractors, the job sites that are standing up now and in the future, and also being a resource that nonprofits trust so that they take the time to, you know, people, nonprofits are often busy. So making sure they know that they can send us the resumes and that we're going to really run with it and fight for the candidates they send our way.
So how do you partner with the training part? Because, you know, becoming a plumber is not easy, but it's such a great career. I call my plumbers, electricians, my service people, my blue collar millionaires.
Mm-hmm.
There's such great opportunities for them. So, but how do they get the training? In other words, you'll identify someone and say you want to help them, but what's the next step?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so for some of our community partners, and I think it touched on this a little bit, but some of our community partners, I think I said graduating class, some of our community partners themselves do have construction trainings. There are some great solar panel trainings, for example. There's a lot of money that's going into solar panel work right now. So solar panel trainings, we ourselves at Building Skills in the last couple of years actually took on some training ourselves. So we provide NCCER training, which is, I think, 250 plus hours in construction. And you can do that in carpentry, electrical, or plumbing. But not all, but a lot of the community partners we work with do provide some free training for people, which is awesome. And that's typically an entry point for a lot of people and how they get their foot in the door with Building Skills is coming through one of these trainings. That being said, we also deal with some subcontractors who love to train people. They say, bro, send me someone great who's going to show up at 6:30 a.m. every morning and I can count on them and I'll train them. So if I can know who those people are, and there's hundreds of subcontractors that I'm currently with, and I know who the ones are that are going to give someone, if I can say this person's great, like they try and they're going to be there at 6:30 a.m. every day, but they don't have any experience yet, they will train them on the job, which is beautiful. So such a great service that some of these subcontractors provide.
When you have knowing there are so many jobs out there, how you match up the right person to the right job, you know, because there are, you know, there are so many parts to the construction industry.
Yeah. So I think I really rely on my background in recruiting. I went to grad school at night a couple of years back for HR. I take sourcing very seriously. As a nonprofit, we have to be taken seriously. I think it's really easy to brush off a nonprofit and say, oh, great, you've got someone you're training, you're a nonprofit. And I very much so advertise us at Building Skills as a very real recruitment service. It does not matter that we're a nonprofit. To a subcontractor, all they need to know is, like, we do construction recruitment and we take it very seriously. So we have a recruitment team. They're awesome. They're right now, I'm kind of looking at them from across the way. And they're right now sourcing people for the jobs that we have today available. And we don't send a subcontractor like 10 resumes for one position. No, I want to know, I take down the full job order. I want to know exactly what you're looking for, because I want to build that relationship with you. And I think the more that we can do that and have organizations, businesses take nonprofits and workforce development seriously and realize what a wonderful thing that they're getting, because they're getting access to great candidates and great resumes that, quite frankly, they don't have to pay anything for, right? Like, what a wonderful thing. So that's how we do it. We take the work seriously and we represent it like such.
Well, I think, you know, I love the fact that you went for your master's degree. You know, it took me 5 years to get my master's degree.
It was fun.
You know, you have it. It's a precious thing that you have forever. and it builds your skill sets in terms of what you can accomplish for helping other people. I was recently with a union leader whose mission it was to get women engaged in the construction industry.
Mm-hmm.
Is there initiative, Rose, that you are working on for women to
Absolutely.
Come to the industry?
I am all about it. The job I had prior to this, we were doing a women accelerator in construction. I was working for a construction tech company. And now with building skills, absolutely. I would say we typically have about somewhere between 20 and 30 placements a month. We placed about 2,000 people. Of that, you know, it'll range between 5, 10% women. I'd love for it to be more. We have a couple of women who are interviewing literally this week, today. One of them is doing so well, and she's about to be hired for a job site in Staten Island with a, it's a general labor position with the carpenter over there. What we do is we encourage, not only encouraging women to apply, but also encouraging the men who apply to help us support the women as well. Any man going to a job site, you know, we ask them, you know, keep an eye out. You guys both have a first day today. Keep an eye out for each other. And not just women, especially for new people. We often have people hired in pairs. We often have people hired in groups. So keep an eye out for each other. Make sure that everybody is doing well. We find that really helpful to create groups that kind of help advocate for themselves once they're on the site. And I just try my as much as I can, as much as gender is very real, I try to take gender out of it. It's all people first, right? Like, it's all just like, I have this great candidate. This is what they know how to do. That's what I try to have people focus on. And it's a fantastic industry for women because, quite frankly, there's very little gender pay gap. So it's a fantastic opportunity for women.
Well, that's the magic word, gender pay gap. I love that. Mm. Because that's always been a challenge for women doing the same job, but not getting mm-hmm. the same money. So I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you've become a great success working diligently to build your career. What advice would you give other people about how to be successful at what they do?
I think to be successful, you have to be happy. I think that really is it for myself, that is what success means. My success is my happiness. And that's got to be a job that you feel deeply satisfied with at the end of the day. So I always challenge people. I challenge the people who are even just doing construction entry-level jobs. Like, figure out about what about this job makes you happy, you know, and to keep pushing yourself until you find yourself going home satisfied. And that's what we're really trying to help people do at Building Skills, is we're trying to get people to think, you know, because it's so easy just to be focused on your entry-level job, your next paycheck. And it's easy because you're just trying to survive. When you have an entry-level job and you're just going paycheck to paycheck, you're just trying to survive. It's very hard to think bigger picture. So my tips for people to find that success is to, no matter if you're just going paycheck to paycheck right now and you really just are trying to survive, is to keep the big picture in mind as much as you can and to try to figure out what, even if you don't have that right now, in the future is really going to create that happiness for you. And that's what we try to help people do at Building Skills. Yeah.
Well, you know, I equate happiness with passion for what mm-hmm. you do and waking up in the morning and being excited about what you're doing today.
Yeah.
That sounds Rose Fathers has made that happen. Rose, where can somebody go to get more information about your building services?
Absolutely. So you can go to our website, it's buildingskillsnewyork.org. We have a couple of our success stories there, so you can read more about some of the candidates that we've worked with. We also have our events page, and we do have a fundraiser coming up on September 25th. At 6 p.m. at the Victoria Theater, which I'm very excited about. I think our aim for this year is to make about 10% of our annual budget. We try to achieve at that standalone event. So for any of your listeners who are interested in that, definitely do check that out. You guys are also welcome. I think there's a donation button there as well, just to speak to that. And yeah, we're always trying to fundraise that way, but all of our information is there, and also for any job seekers as well. Anybody know anyone interested in construction, you're welcome to apply through the website as well. And then you can come to one of our, we had one this morning. We have 6:30 a.m. bright and early orientations in Midtown Manhattan for people interested in construction work.
So give us this website one more time.
buildingskillsny.org.
Well, I think Rose Fathers has made her buildingskills.com a great success. And I'm so delighted that you've been able to have this niche that brings you joy and certainly joy to the people you employ. So congratulations, Rose.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. This is Victoria Schnepps saying goodbye till next time. Bye now.